My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Having power on site from the get-go with new construction is a wonderful thing. What I find works quite well is to utilize a pole or pedestal to set the electric company's meter on. A meter pan with a main disconnect means that once the service is energized, you're done needing to choreograph with the utility company. My electrician sets me up with a pair of outlets placed on the pole or pedestal. Once the house is closed in, power can move indoors. I like doing it this way since it's the quickest path to power and it doesn't involve any temporary service fees. Power runs underground from the pole or pedestal to the house. I'm building a house now and wasn't able to get power on site prior to the start. It was time to dig out the generator. I have what to me feels like a relatively new generator, maybe a 12-year-old John Deere with a Briggs & Stratton engine. I had it stored outside on a pallet, tarped. The first thing I saw was that the rubber grommet that seals the fuel line to the base of the tank had rotted away. Okay, how hard could that be to replace? I pulled the tank, cleaned things up, was even able to find the parts schematic that came with it to come up with a part number. When I called the folks I bought the generator from, I learned that John Deere is not only no longer making generators, but they no longer supply the parts. I made a ridiculous number of phone calls and spent way too much time looking online for the part. I then blessedly walked into an auto parts store, lucked into a person working there who had run into the same problem. He was able to put his hand on the part in under 10 seconds. Nice. I was up and running in no time. Until I wasn't. A few days later, I couldn't keep it running. I also couldn't find a small engine repair place that could get it back to me in under 2 weeks. Yikes. That's when I remembered a really pleasant older guy that used to do small engine repair. Now he just occasionally fixes up and sells older mowers. I knew he had a sign on his shop clearly stating, "No longer repairing mowers." In my desperation, I was willing to interpret that as, well, maybe he still fixes generators. I loaded up the generator and drove over. He was home. It turns out that he stopped doing repairs when overwork and high blood pressure led to a stroke. Half his body was immobilized post-stroke, and he couldn't speak. His doctor didn't expect much in the way of improvement, but he surprised everyone and made a full recovery. We had a nice conversation, and I was turning to leave when he asked what the generator was doing and said he'd take a quick look. He then proceeded to tilt it up and patiently and clearly told me how to fix it. I went back to the job site, did exactly what he said, and sure enough, the generator was running smoothly. It was so kind of him to help me out. Here's hoping that the gifts you give and receive are every bit as sweet. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.